Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
One of the cool stories we're going to follow here a little bit later in the hour is former Cardinal Kyle MacLellan. I love Kyle. I've known him for a long time. He is bringing a professional women's softball team to St. Louis, and I think it's super cool. There's some other Cardinals that are involved in this for coaching, Trevor Rosenthal and Matt Adams involved. So Kyle's going to fill us in on all of this coming up. He's got a great charity also that he is really taking care of some people down in Haiti for a long time. So we'll hook up with him here in just a few minutes. We have audio cut of the day as well. Right now, Dwayne Patterson with HotAir.com, host of the Dwayne's World podcast, who is in solidarity with me on solicitors and how to react to them at your front door. Right, Dwayne? Thank you for your support.
Oh, absolutely. You answer the door, and that's fine. I know Sue just likes to ignore it.
Why would you answer, Dwayne? Seriously,
because I relish slamming the door in their face.
Of course, you do.
I will tell them. I will tell them. Look, I am 59 years old. There is absolutely nothing you can tell me that I have not heard care about.
Right,
and I have never once in my life bought anything door-to-door, and today is not your lucky day. Slam. That's just how it goes.
Right.
You two are
pretty
charming.
Standard. I know. Well, you're rude enough. You don't even open the door. We're polite enough to open the door.
Is it?
Look,
so you can slam it.
We're in radio. It's not like we're not surrounded by advertisers all day long. And by the way, our friends at Baron Miller, Mirror Glass and Door Retirement Key, Paramount Men's Medical Center, and Liberty Mutual.
He knows them all, yes.
You know, you got to support them for the show. We of course, love them to pieces. But when we go home, we don't want more people coming to us to advertise.
No. No, we do not. Mm-hmm. Thank you for setting that straight. Mm-hmm. How are you?
I'm doing grand. How are you?
That's good. I'm pretty good. I don't even know where to start here because there's a lot going on. But let me start with this just because we got a kick out of this. I know that you know this, Dwayne, but Joe Biden has a book coming out on November 17th. Listen to this.
Since I left the presidency, I've had a lot of people ask me, Joe, what have you been doing? I've been spending a lot of time with my family. I'm dealing with a cancer diagnosis, and I've been getting treatment, and it's been going really well.
Now, when Ethan pulled this audio, he told me they had subtitles because you can't understand what he's saying.
It's meant the world to me and to Jill. I've written a book about my time as president.
We can't wait for that, can we? November 17th. What is he going to write
about? Have you ever seen Clarkson's Farm?
No.
Jeremy Clarkson, British TV host. He hosts the Millionaire Show, game show over there, and he had a GT car show for 20 years on BBC. Famous guy. He's like, you know, he's like the Mike Rowe of England, right?
Okay, I got you.
He has a 1,000 acre farm, and one of the recurring bits on this Amazon series he does is he's got a neighbor named Gerald. And Gerald, you can't understand a word he says. You have the subtitles going, and they have no idea what he's saying. And it's a recurring bit for 5 seasons so far that he'll have a conversation that nobody can understand. And Jeremy, the host, is just nodding along and kind of laughing and busting up because he's supposed to be understanding what he's saying, and nobody has a clue. That's where Joe Biden's at these days. Nobody understands what he's saying.
But, I mean, a legitimate question, taking, you know, the cynicism and the mocking that we certainly will do with our side of the aisle, who in his world told him that was a good idea? They have to still be on this island where the only people advising him are Dr. Jill and Hunter, because how could you put that out? Even the first few words, you can't even understand. How could they think that's a good idea?
You answered your own question. It's Dr. Jill, Dr. Biden, ED, in case you don't know who she is. She's a doctor. Jill Biden and Hunter are the only two that are trying to keep the old man going because the money's gone. Mama needs a new pair of shoes. They have to put him out there again, because nobody's got any scratch left to be able to put together a library. They're everything that they had, all the grift, everything that Hunter did, he's blown. So they really have nothing left to show for being in D.C. for as long as he was. And so before he completely goes tango uniform, to use military jargon, they've got to. They're trying to get one last payday off him by putting him out there with a book.
Do you think that he will? Because, look, Dr. Jill's media tour was embarrassing in its own right, but in a different way. But can you send that guy out on a book tour to media outlets to answer questions? That could be fascinating.
My guess is they will set it up so that they're all taped things. They're not going to stick him on The View. He's not going to do it in front of a live studio audience. Everything will be taped. A lot of it will be taped from his basement. I doubt you'll see him out there very much. He just can't do it.
No, and it's just sad. And I think that Jill.
It's elder abuse. Jill
in particular should really be embarrassed. Look, I understood what she was saying. Like in the immediate aftermath of the debate, you're not going to go up to your husband and say, "Dude, you sucked. What the hell?" Right? That's human nature. But it wasn't just that. It wasn't just the night of the debate. You know, they let him believe that he was okay for well beyond a time period. You know, before the debate even happened, when we knew that he was troubled. So it's just, you know, taking politics out of it, which is hard to do, is just really sad. All right, Duane Patterson, you booked the president for Hugh Hewitt on Monday. Here's what he said about what I'm calling the memo of misunderstanding.
It was a test. We didn't know. It didn't look. Memorandum of understanding when you're dealing with sleazebags don't mean much. And they don't mean much when you're dealing with honorable people, too, because it's a memorandum of understanding. It doesn't mean much. And I said, why are we even, you know, it's a standard tactic in the U.S., that you go to a memorandum of understanding and then you go to the deal. I said, just go to the deal first. But you know what? It was sort of a test. And they weren't there. They didn't honor the test. We had it. We had this deal settled numerous times. I said, watch. I guarantee, watch. And they never followed it.
All right. So he says no more negotiating. They're going in hard. They've been hitting them hard for the last 3 nights. I mean, one question would be, how much more do you have to hit? Now he's talking about maybe power plants and more infrastructure next week. You know, Duane, because we've spoken, I never believed 1 minute in the memo of understanding. I thought it was kind of ridiculous. The president seemed to put a little bit more trust in that a few weeks ago than he is right now. But where are we with all this?
Jim Talent and I have kind of come down to the same place, and we've been talking about it on the podcast the last few weeks. Look, nobody really liked the MOU, and nobody really had any thoughts that it was going to do anything significant long term or lead to anything. But what it did do, at the very least, even if you hate it, it did 2 things. Number one, it allowed us to reload. It allowed us to move some personnel in and out. Ships that needed to rotate in and out. It let us give some time to be able to kind of recalculate based upon what the threat assessment was. And number two, oil price went from 110, 112 in that range when the MOU was signed, and it dropped down to 69, 70, something like that. So it bought Donald Trump about $45 of headroom in the price of oil. Now that we're starting to hit him again, it's gone back up to 80, but it stayed at 80 the last couple of days, and that may be the new paradigm because the market is starting to price in, okay, so they're going to do this, they're going to maybe hit one ship every 10 days or so, and we're still going to get a bunch of other boats going through. A lot of oil is moving west through the pipelines. There's plans for more pipelines. We're in the U.S. are exporting more, especially to the Pacific Rim companies. So the market is adapting to the new normal, whatever the new normal is. And in the meantime, while oil is settled on an acceptable equilibrium, it's not great, but it's not the worst. What we're doing is we're systematically taking them apart so they can't do anything
right, but then,
to harm it.
Taking the gas prices and all that out of it for a moment, what is going to be the definition of finishing the job?
I think what you're going to see is it's like an electrical panel on the side of your house, right? You can flip off one circuit, one breaker, and it's not going to hurt you. It's not going to kill you. It's not going to make you necessarily take notice. But then you flip another breaker. And then you flip another one. And then you keep flipping breakers. At some point, something's going to go down that you care about. And when that something goes down that you care about, all of a sudden, you have to do something to get that power to turn back on. You've got to bend the knee. You've got to do something to be able to turn that power back on. And that's what Trump is doing. He's just going to gradually ratchet it up and keep breaking things until the regime they can't sustain themselves anymore. There's no food coming in. There's no resources coming in. There was a ship today, a Curacao flagged ship. This was about an hour ago, that tried to run the blockade and go to Karj Island and load up with oil. We warned it, and it kept going, and we hit it with a hellfire, and it's now just idle in the middle of the Gulf. Iran can't do anything again, and without money and without resources and without any ability, next week if power starts going down, at some point the people are going to say that's enough, and they can't do anything about
it. Well, I hope they say that's enough because, you know, again, I think this thing is really getting a little bit more out of control than the president ever thought. Dwayne Patterson with HotAir.com, host of the Dwayne's World podcast. So what is the president? I know that Hugh asked him this, but do you know what the president's going to talk about tomorrow night in his speech? We'll air it here live on 97.1 FM Talk. What's he going to talk about?
As far as we know, it's going to be releasing actual documents. It's going to be releasing the results of a long DOJ investigation into the 2020 electoral campaign, especially down in Georgia, where they had a lot of irregularities with certain precincts and votes and what they took afterwards. And I think it's going to be a speech about how the 2020 election, while it resulted in what it did, it was kind of a fraudulent election. Now, that's not exactly my idea of a good time, but if there is evidence that shows that's the case and that they are trying to do something similar in the blue states again, you know, but that's going to be, from my understanding, what the speech is going to be about.
I just don't know how relitigating what happened in 2020 is politically beneficial. So I'm confused. But I've saved the best and most important political story for last. Do you have any idea what this is?
I couldn't even begin to tell you. Hit me with it.
What if I would say, when you say that, you better be careful, because here we go.
The American people need to know, of course, how and why this chaos is spreading through their streets, and we need complete investigation that's independent. Now on Iran and the NDAA, when all
that,
the
that
Trump
was the,
administration
that was the moment right there. Chuck Schumer was passing a little gas on the Senate floor this morning. That's the biggest political story of the day. I can't believe you didn't know that. That was live on C-SPAN.
Well, now here's the thing about that. Now, yeah, your radio, we have to do it on TV as well. We're broadcast on the Salem News Channel as well. So we get the visual image of this. If you go back and you actually watch the tape, you do the Zapruder on it. At about the 8 second mark, right? When the gas is passed, actually right before the gas escapes, right?
Yes, I'm watching the video, actually.
You can see him lift up on his toes to push off.
Well, can you blame the guy? I mean, he's 74 years old, 75 years old. He needed a little help there. These things happen, right?
It happens to the best of us. There are books about everybody does this kind of activity, and the older you get, you kind of lose a little control over it. But that said, it's hard for him to say, well, no, that's not what it was, or anybody in his office or other Democrats say, oh, no, that's not what it was. You can look and you can see him brace and push off and launch.
You know what I would say? This, too, will pass.
Shall pass.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Dwayne. We'll talk next week.
Always here to make sure it's on a highbrow show for you.
No doubt about it.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
There are, as any day would go, a fair amount of things that I might put up on the X, formerly Twitter, that I don't talk about on the show because they're visual or otherwise where I just don't get to it. And there is one today that I want to point you to. I posted this a few hours ago, and I had to say, I hope it's real, and I think it is. This was from Kansas City where a guy literally fell into a porta potty. And there are firefighters, first responders, who show up, and it took them about 10 minutes to get the guy out of the porta potty. They're listening. They're yelling at him. They're saying, listen, go out, like, the hole. So, like, it looks like the porta potty might have broken a little bit. So he's literally inside where you would do your deal, which is just disgusting, and he won't come out. And they're, like, saying, stick your head out of the hole. And he just won't do it. But
why?
They finally got, I don't know.
Oh, my
I don't
gosh.
Know the whole story. All I know is it's probably one of the more funny things. And at one point, they're just saying, listen, like, dude, what are you telling you?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to offer something here up, and I'm going to use this as an example of a couple different things. And I will tell you that there's probably
no better example of media bias than what I'm about to explain right now. But let me set it up just a little bit. And I will say this. I've not always had nice things to say about Congresswoman Mary Miller over in Illinois, because I think she falls a little on the kooky nutty side of things in some instances. And she's really big stolen election person. I'll be very curious to see what happens with Trump tomorrow night, because I'm not a big stolen election person. I think we got to move on here and worry about the next election and right. The one in 2028. But Mary Miller, props where props are due, because she filleted two university medical leaders from California in a hearing yesterday about the DEI impact in medical schools, which is ridiculous because just to bottom line it, what you have is people being accepted to medical schools and doctors being, you know, offered jobs and keeping in jobs if they can give you and they can check off the DEI checklist. Like, we are, you know, we are oppressors in this nation, all this other nonsense. That gets you a better gig than if you're a qualified doctor, really good at your expert, you know, in your field. That doesn't matter anymore. Your position on race and gender is what matters. Now, we've already had examples of a Supreme Court justice in Ketanji Brown Jackson who could not define what a woman was, right? We even had more examples of this from, you know, the Supreme Court recently. And then you have Mary Miller going, you know, toe-to-toe with these University of California, San Francisco, and UCLA deans and medical school professors. And this goes on for a while. I'll stop it from time to time. But you tell me how this is not thoroughly embarrassing for these medical school deans and professionals and the left. And here's where the media bias comes in. So I saw this yesterday. I had some of this audio yesterday. I did not use it. If you Google Mary Miller right now and DEI, or Mary Miller in Congress, there are literally only two stories that come up about what you're about to hear. One is on Fox and one is in the Washington Examiner. That's it. Hmm. There's no New York Times, no Washington Post. Now, there are several, and there always are, Capitol Hill hearings that go on when Congress is in session. And yeah, they don't all get covered. But there's a reason that this one didn't get covered, and you're going to realize it very fast.
Also troubling, Dr. Benedetti, it appears that DEI has not left UICM. On your school's about page, clear as day, it says, and I quote, "At the University of Illinois College of Medicine, we are committed to diversity and inclusion. We have a number of programs and initiatives in place to promote diversity and inclusion." It's clear that UICM is just hiding the fact that DEI is still its core mission. Dr. Haygood, UCSF's classroom guide titled Framework for Gender and Sex Concepts in Teaching.
This is University of San Francisco. So this is the dean from the University of California, San Francisco.
Advises against using the term pregnant women. Instead, it says to use pregnant people. Who are pregnant people compared to pregnant women?
It's so, and this gets so good, it's ridiculous that this is even part of a debate in Congress. And it's ridiculous, and you're going to hear this, that these men cannot admit that a man cannot get pregnant. That's where this is going.
Just Jeez. Curious.
So that is a part of a curriculum to help our students who are facing a wide diversity of patients. Of course, the vast majority of pregnancies are in women, and I have absolutely no problem with using the word pregnant women.
Why, the vast majority?
The vast majority. The vast, like all of them, okay? But he doesn't go that far.
Use it myself.
Has a non-biological woman ever had a baby?
No. No.
A transgender person?
That's, not a biological woman.
No,
has
it's not.
A non-biological woman ever had a baby?
I would...
No,
reiterate,
it's ridiculous.
We take care of transgender patients.
It is ridiculous. Yeah. She's right. That is a yes or no question. Good Lord.
Dr. Haygood, the UCSF guide I mentioned earlier also advises using a child's self-reported gender identity, even if it conflicts with the parent's wishes. Say a 7-year-old boy comes into your doctor's office and reveals he believes he's a girl. Is UCSF advising physicians to explicitly violate parents' moral values and have the doctors address this boy as a girl?
These are very important questions. And by the way, these were things that, you know, some of this stuff was exposed by Jamie Reed and her whistleblower piece from, you know, 3 years ago. But I think she's asking questions that deserve answers.
Our programs are consistent with federal and state law. We do undertake comprehensive psychological mental health evaluations and work with the parents on these issues.
Okay. And I hope that you are consistent with the law because, like I say, we reserve the right, we have the right to withhold funding from any institution in violation. Lastly, Dr. Dubinet, a required course at UCLA Medical School, advises OBGYN students not to, and I quote, assume gender identity. Okay, from another class in May of 2026, it included a disclaimer that while it uses the term she and women, it does not intend to exclude, and I quote, those who have a uterus but do not identify with these terms.
What? Okay. Really? 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 Okay. I cut it off there, but there's an answer apparently coming here.
What does that even mean?
I'm not familiar with that announcement. I'd have to read the entire thing.
Okay. I hope that you go back and check it out. Can someone have a uterus but not be a woman? Because it seems like your school is promoting that ridiculous idea.
I think, again, as Dr. Hoggett has described, we're treating transgender people, but we're doing that in compliance with state and federal law.
And you do teach biology?
Yes, we do.
Yes,
really?
This is curious. So I'm going to ask you again, can someone have a uterus and not be a woman? Just say yes or no.
Oh, my God.
Again, I would need
your gentle ladies.
That's what your medical school is promoting.
The gentle ladies.
Mr. Chairman, it's clear these medical schools are hiding DEI curriculum under the guise of medical access.
And by the way, this isn't just the University of California, Los Angeles. It's not just the University of California, San Francisco. It is Illinois. It's Wash U. I mean, it is insidious, this DEI stuff. And the way it plays a role in how people get gigs, how they, you know, get elevated in their profession, shouldn't matter. It should matter how good you are at what you do. But that's been, shoved aside. And the notion that there's a congressional hearing in which experts from two big medical schools cannot define a woman or admit that a biological male cannot have a uterus is stunning. And I think it's newsworthy. Okay. I think maybe the Washington Post and the New York Times should cover stuff like that because that's what got, I love this because really it's what got Democrats into trouble in the first place because they would never cover the stories about women, being beaten by biological males in sports because they didn't want to break the narrative, right? Well, everybody else in the country is outraged by it because it's nonsense. 98% of the people in this country, including common sense Democrats who heard Mary Miller right there, agree with her. This is a 98.2% issue, and the 2% are the people running the elite institutions in this country. That's the problem.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to
put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Well, we're going to talk a little golf. Dan Reardon, our golf expert, as always like to say, no relation, even though we spell it the same way, as with us this afternoon. Hello, Dan. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Mark. We know now that because of the outcome of the World Cup that they will not move the tee times on Sunday to accommodate
English final. I didn't even think about that. So that was in consideration if England would have won today?
Yes, it was.
Interesting. Very interesting. So are we calling this, like, I always grew up knowing this as the British Open, but it's also like the Open Championship. What do we call it? Can we still call it the British Open?
You can call it the British Open. I respect the British in this situation. It is the oldest championship, so it doesn't have to be designated as the British Open. It is just the Open. But then I challenge them when they talk about the Women's Open in Britain and that sort of thing. But I out of respect for them, I call it the Open. And Mark, let me see if I can pique your interest for this week, because you have a golf course in Royal Birkdale who relies heavily on weather conditions to defend the golf course. And none of those weather conditions will be present this week.
Isn't it amazing?
Yeah, so the winds will be less than 10 miles an hour. The rough has already been thinned by the heat wave that's hit that part of the continent. John Rahm said in the pre-tournament press conference, he thinks it's realistic that he can hit his 6-iron 285 yards.
Yeah, that's amazing. Well, first of all, one thing I was going to ask you, and I think the answer is yes. Sometimes when we Americans tune into the British Open, we are kind of stunned by how brown the grass is. And that's going to be one of those weeks, right? This stuff is dried out. It is not a green course.
No, not at all. And brown is, you know, they don't have the same watering system. So that's not, but this is an exception, you know. This goes back to, you know, I actually was at Birkdale for an Open Championship on a Sunday, and the course was so dry, it caught on fire, and they had to bring the fire troops in to get a brush fire out of the place. But this is unusual, and it presents the challenge to the field. Do you want to go full bore
right
and blow it past the fairway bunkers, or do you play it cautious and stay short of the fairway bunkers? You know, Bryson DeChambeau, when he won at Wingfoot, said, I'm going to hit driver on every hole, and I'm going to be so close that I'm going to be able to score. And he did it, and he won. You go back to 2006 at Hoy Lake, Tiger Woods played 72 holes at Hoy Lake, hit a driver one time, and he won. That's the option facing the players this week.
Yeah, there was a piece that was in the Wall Street Journal, and Tommy Fleetwood was quoted, and he said, it's a course that makes you think. He says, you could sit six people here, and they may think of six different things to do off a tee. And Rory even says, look, you know, it's a good test because where one sees an opportunity to hit a lob wedge, someone else might do a bump and run. And when a course creates doubt in the mind of players, Rory says, it's the sign of a proper major championship test. And he goes, when things start to get fun, especially for the viewer, not so much for us, which is probably true.
You know, the issue for the players is not how far they can hit the ball. The question is, how can they stop the ball? And if the RNA decides that they're not going to excessively water the greens to make them soft, that's going to play through all. Because, yes, you can hit a 6-iron 285 yards, but you cannot land it on the green because it'll just go rocketing over the green. So I said it's going to be an interesting decision for the players. And we'll get an early look certainly tomorrow morning. Like I said, there's no wind in the forecast. There's no rain.
That's so weird, though, right? You know, I tell this story every once in a while. I kind of paraphrase it. I remember I was on an airplane years ago. I probably even shared this story with you. And I'm reading Golf Magazine or Golf Week or one of those. And they had an interview with Dennis Quaid, who is a, you know, actor and very big fan of the sport and a really good golfer, scratch golfer at times. And he said that one time he played St. Andrews and he was, you know, in his best form as a scratch golfer. And he said, I think he shot a 72. I don't know if 70 is par 72. He said the very next day he goes out, same course, winds whipping up, crazy weather, shot 102.
Yeah, and that's what's typical in the Open Championship. And you usually get a day or two where that's going to be the circumstance. But they've had this heat dome in that part of the world for a long period of time, and it's not moving. It's not going to move this week. I think it'll be extremely entertaining to see what the outcome. You know, you take the long hitters. Yes, they have an advantage. They'll blow it over the fairway bunkers if they can. And that's where the defense of this golf course remains. The fairway bunkers are deep and steep. And if the players are in those bunkers, they're not going to reach the green with their second shot. The other thing I'll throw in very quickly as far as Sunday is concerned, keep in mind on the back nine, there is only two par fives on this course, and they're both on the back nine.
Oh,
so the
that's
so
interesting.
I take you back to Jordan Spieth when he won there in 2015. If you remember what Jordan did, he had that horrible 13th hole where it took forever for him to get rulings, and he came out with a bogey. Then he went birdie, eagle, birdie, and won that championship. That potential is built into this golf course for this week.
Scheffler's the defending champ here, isn't he?
Yes.
Do you like any names outside of the ones we've mentioned?
You know, if it isn't just the pressure of playing in front of the home folks, this is a perfect time for Tommy Fleetwood. He literally, when he was a young boy, would sneak onto the golf course and play. That's how often he has played at that golf course. And he has the kind of course management that would really be well suited to this circumstance. And he would know the variables. He would know what this course is like when it's really dry and how to play that. But I think it's really difficult when you're playing in front of your friends and your family, and there's other pressures placed on him. I would not be surprised, given the fact that he missed the cut and had two extra days to practice at this golf course. It's kind of Scheffler is probably better prepared than most of the field because he was there on Saturday playing practice rounds.
Dan, let's briefly here, before I let you go, talk a little bit about what's going to happen here in St. Louis in about 5 to 6 weeks. We were both at the news conference a couple of Mondays ago at Belrive Country Club for the BMW Championship. I am very excited about it. I loved it when the PGA was here. The PGA puts on a great, great show. And boy, there was a lot of work being done out there at Belrive, putting up the stands, and they'll have a shop up before you know it. And this is going to be a lot of fun coming to St. Louis. You know, for the first time in what, 8 years? It was 2018, wasn't it?
The BMW, yes, for the
PGA Championship, yeah.
And it's not, and nothing's coming back until 2030 with the President's Cup. So you look at this generation of golfers that are out there, the McIlroys, the Schefflers, yeah, they'll be here in 2030, but there's only going to be a handful of those players. So if you're looking to see live big-time players in St. Louis, this is going to be your opportunity. And it's going to be, you know, the premier players because they had to earn their way into this championship by winning the week before in Memphis or by finishing high enough in Memphis just to get here. So there won't be any sponsors exemptions or defending champions or anything like that. These will be the players who earn their way into the field, and that's the best possible circumstance I can think of when you talk about a field.
It's the weekend or the week of the 18th through the weekend of the 23rd at Belrive. And look, I would say this, Dan, and I think this is accurate. You tell me. If you were out there for the PGA Championship, you know, you may have gotten crushed by huge crowds with, you know, Tiger and Phil and some of the other big names. There won't be quite as many people at Belrive for this event, I would guess, right?
And that's because you mentioned the key word there. I always contended as big a success as that PGA Championship was, it was primarily pushed over the edge because Tiger was in the field.
Yes.
And that was once in a lifetime opportunity in St. Louis. And he's not going to be there. So this will be a little more moderate crowd, and I think the gallery's ropes will be pretty accessible to the field.
I like going out, you know, like if you go out on Saturday or Sunday when in technically these guys might not be even, you know, in competition for a win, but you can get up on a tee box where there's not a lot of people and see big names, and it is a blast. It's a lot of fun.
Absolutely. And this is a golf course with good spectator access, which, by the way, is true of Royal Birkdale. The golf course plays in a valley with dunes on both sides. It's a great place to watch a golf tournament being played.
Dan, thanks for the update. We'll get some leaderboards. Oh, one more question. What is our time difference going to be here? How are we going to watch this compared to when it's being played?
I think we're off at 7 a.m. or 6 a.m., I believe, in the morning, their time, which you're going to have to get up awfully early in the morning to see the early groups out.
Yeah, but by the time we wake up, they'll be later in the day or kind of repeating some of those. That's the only weird thing about the British Open is you kind of get thrown off with all the time. But I guess the Europeans and elsewhere are doing the same thing with the World Cup right now. Dan, we'll talk tomorrow night. We'll get a leaderboard update. How does that sound?
Enjoy it.
All right, take care. Audio cut of the day coming up. Well, the only disappointment I have from this hour, and I think we're going to make up for it tomorrow because I'm genuinely very interested in my friend Kyle McClellan, former Cardinal, won the World Series with the Cardinals in 2011, great member of the pitching staff. He's a St. Louis guy, and he's been very active in the community. He's helping bring a women's professional softball team to St.
Louis. That's interesting.
At least to test the waters. And even Matt Adams is involved with this, so a couple other Cardinals are involved. And I want to hear what Kyle has to say about this because it's kind of in the process of happening, and they're trying to, you know, I guess test a model just to see if St. Louis is a good spot for a professional franchise. And I guess they have one in Kansas City, and they did kind of the same thing where they tested the waters just to see, you know, fan interest and player interest and all those things. So it'll be fun to hook up with him. I haven't even talked to him in a while, and we usually keep in pretty good touch, but he had to cancel. He had a little bit of a conflict, but hopefully we'll get him on tomorrow. We got to do this here before we leave.
Stand by. Playback ready.
Now, the audio cut of the day.
I think you know if you listen to Cut of the Day, I'm a fan of Bill Maher, and Adam Carolla was on his podcast,
love
and
that.
They were talking about some woke stuff that I thought was interesting, and here's what it sounded like.
People say to me all the time, oh, you're, you know, Republican and right-leaning. I go, listen, I don't own a gun. I'm not religious at all. I'm for right. abortion and pot smoking and everything.
Right.
How right can
that,
I be?
You've put your finger on the thing that makes me so incensed about the woke and the far left, which is this, that they want to characterize people, you, me, Barry Weiss, you know, who's a lesbian and Jewish, and things that used to like be our, we need no further credentials
right.
to let you know that we are certainly not conservatives, we're not right wingers, we're not whatever you think. And yet it's never enough for them.
Right.
It's never enough that we're just not willing to go along with your insanity. That doesn't yeah. make us conservatives.
Right. No, I agree. Barry's great, and there's many people that way.
The only thing I'd say about what Adam said is, like, you know, there's a lot of people who are conservative who don't own guns. There are libertarian conservatives that are certainly, I'm in this camp when it comes to, you know, drug use. Certainly, I am a staunch fiscal conservative. I was never really a big social conservative. I mean, I say I was for gay marriage before Hillary Clinton was, and, mm-hmm. and it's actually just true. But, you know, I think where Adam Carolla and Bill Maher are, and where I am 80% of the time is on the common sense side.
That's
where
it
Trump is.
Is,
too. I mean, a lot of this stuff is not ideological, right? It's just common sense, especially with the gender stuff. Bill knows that better than anyone. That's why he tries to fight the people on the left and say, you guys are kooks for buying into this stuff. And then this had to be one of the most important political moments of the year, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. If you've missed out on this, Chuck Schumer, the Senate Minority Leader, giving a very important speech in which, well, you'll just have to listen.
The American people need to know, of course, how and why this chaos is spreading through their streets, and we need a complete investigation that's independent. Now on Iran and the NDAA.
There it was. It was the fart heard round the Senate chamber. We'll just leave it at that, Chuck Schumer. Thank you for leaving with a little cut of the day. A little whiff of the air of the cut of the day. Sue's like, why did you do this?
What I just is with had men and
it.
Farting? Just the fascination.
Well, when a guy that is, you know, the minority leader of the United States Senate does it on the floor, we find that newsworthy.
Get more at 971talk.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.